Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Right. You want to dive into this recap of Narrative for Sites Reunion? Mm-hmm. Recap of a recap of a recap?
Oh my god.
So the first thing I'll say, I thought it was really cool how they filmed the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty seamless. It looked mm-hmm. like they were all in the same space, the host and the couples, but they were in two different locations talking
yeah.
through a screen. Yeah,
it looked like they were in the same place though, which was cool.
Yeah.
Because
at this point, we've seen so many COVID Zoom reunions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was one of the better ones in terms mm-hmm. of how it was filmed.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing I want to say. All right. So we have Virginia and Eric. They mm-hmm. dive into them first. They made no progress.
They are exactly the same. They're
still dealing with the same issues.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They came with their same, you know, PC answers on deck.
Yep.
Virginia, mm-hmm. you know, we have a healthy amount of disagreements. We're still mm-hmm. very happily married. But we do learn post-decision day, Virginia did move into the condo.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she seems to be making it work. She seems mm-hmm. like she likes it. They turned the guest room into the cat's room.
Yeah.
And oof. Her closets. That's crazy. Can you imagine having a guest room that now no. is being overrun by three cats? And you paid for a condo with 2-3 bedrooms.
Right.
Now to have one of them be like a pet room.
Ugh.
I can't. So.
And yeah, for your significant other to be like, well, this is, you know, well, this will do.
This will do.
I guess. Right.
God. Cat's got their own damn room. But yeah, she seems open to the condo more. She was very adamantly against it before, but she's like, the more mm-hmm. we stay, the more we fix it up, the more we're making it ours, and
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
all good. Cat, I mean, Eric also seems to be okay with the cats, at mm-hmm. least.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then the host, this host, I like him. I don't remember his name, this black guy.
Kevin
I like him.
Fitzgerald, I don't know. But he...
Something.
He was quite passive with Sharon Osbourne, which made me very upset.
People were saying that. I mm-hmm. didn't know what that... Mm-hmm. I think I saw somebody put that in the Facebook group. What was that?
Mm-hmm. She had an interview with him very shortly after. She was on The Real, like, screaming at... oof. Oh my gosh, what is her name? No.
No, she's not The View.
She's on The Real. Oh gosh.
The black lady.
The black lady on The Real, yes.
Oh, I think this was during the Piers Morgan thing.
Yes, yes.
He's defending
yes, yes.
him to the death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God. It was either The Real or The Talk. I forget.
One of those.
But Underwood. Cheryl Underwood.
Icon. Cheryl Underwood, yes.
Icon. Oh my God. Sorry, mm-hmm. Cheryl. Queen of comedy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after she was like going at her crazy, obviously racist, like just showing her whole ass. Like,
yeah.
And then like, you know, how racist white women do. Probably no less than 12 business days later, had a sit down interview with Kevin. Talking about it, and Kevin was like, oh, I understand, you know, much like Emmanuel Ocho, very passive towards the white fragility, I would say.
Right, right.
You know,
trying to make her feel comfortable.
Yep.
In the moment mm-hmm. where she should be feeling the discomfort.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm. Yeah, but he did a good job with this though.
With this though, he was real messy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
He was good. He was mm-hmm. like, Virginia, let's talk about that alcohol addiction. So the way he said stuff, he didn't say it like that, but the way he like phrased stuff, I was like, caught them. But yeah, of course she was like, well, you know, I love my wine. It's not really an issue. And Eric is like, yeah, you know, she goes out with her friends, but it's not really an issue. And, you know, just came prepared with their answers, you know, against that.
Yeah.
Same with the controlling. They talked about Eric being controlling. It was like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. it's all fine now.
Mm-hmm.
They brought out Eric's mom,
mm-hmm.
who came out. And I totally forgot the moment where Virginia sat in front of this woman, told her that she was 50-50 on having kids.
Yeah. And they still don't look like they all the way together to me.
Eric and Virginia?
Virginia's mom and Virginia.
Oh, and Virginia.
Eric's mom and Virginia, yeah.
And Virginia. Yeah, I don't know. They, you know, Virginia was saying on the reunion that she still, like, no kids, not even in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep in
mm-hmm.
mind, Eric is 35. Mm-hmm. His mama is probably deep in her 60s. Like, mm-hmm. they are both very mm-hmm. ready for kids. And Virginia mm-hmm. is still on the reunion talking about she needs at least, she needs more than 2 years. So if it ain't an issue now, it's going to be an issue soon. Because
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Best luck with that one. But, yeah, the mom, like, brought up the fact that she had, like, open heart surgery last year. And, like, she really wants grandkids. Like, she's not letting up on
girl.
That.
Girl.
So.
Oh, my God.
Talk about laying on the guilt.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, girl, get it over. Virginia does not care about that.
I don't give a shit.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, that was Eric and Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be singing a song that everything's all good. Clara and Ryan. Everything's great. No complaints. That's literally what she said. No
this
complaints.
Is the same story. The same story.
Same. They consistent though. They've been singing this same song.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Also not really talking through that. There's no resolve. Like, the host brought up the issue of religion and if they have kids,
right.
how would they raise it? And Ryan's answer was pretty much, well, we're not having kids anytime soon, so we're mm-hmm. still figuring it out. It's
mm-hmm.
like, y'all still haven't talked about nothing. Or y'all just don't want to share nothing.
What you said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. what's actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
So then this part was very bizarre to me. first, Clara announces that they're getting remarried, which I was like, oh, that's really nice.
They're Did you say that?
I thought it was, because they've done that before with married at first sight couples, where uh-huh. the guy will like re-propose, like
mm-hmm,
they'll
mm-hmm.
do it their way now, not
yeah.
the process. So I was like, oh, mm-hmm. that's cute. They're planning a like a remarriage ceremony, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got weird when the host was like, so Ryan, like, have you said I love you yet?
Mm-hmm.
And that nigga still hasn't told her he loves
still
her, but they
played
in a remarriage ceremony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I knew it. They probably haven't smashed cakes either. He probably hasn't smashed them cakes neither. I'm so tired of them. I am so tired of them lying on my TV. I am tired
lying.
Of this. Oh,
oh
God.
My God. That was very bizarre. Very,
mm-hmm.
very bizarre. The host
mm-hmm.
called out how bizarre it is. Like, you guys are planning a vow renewal, but you still haven't declared your love for this woman. Like, where do they do that at? That makes no sense.
It's crazy.
And Ryan is still singing his song of
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Bullshit. And then the messy ass host, Kevin, he flat out says to Ryan, "Do you love her?" Just put baby in a corner real quick. And Ryan literally had no choice but to say, "Yes, I love her." And so he was forced in that moment to say, "I love you." I mean, he could have not said it, but then that would have been weird as fuck.
It would be worse. I'm just thinking about Claire's mental health. It would be worse for Claire to only hear it on this reunion, on this couch, with this mustache.
Horrible that she was forced into saying it. And she has to accept this as her first "I love you."
Yes, and probably only for a while, because I doubt it. Yes, until he's actually for real. For him to say, "You know what, Kevin? That's like kind of a lot for us right now. This is not an appropriate question." Well, you know. We'll film the vow.
You could have gone that route. That was so awkward. I was like, damn, they're going to force him to say "I love you" right now. He fell for it. And then, on the topic of sex, they still refuse to talk about it. They still refuse to say if they've done it or not.
Because they haven't.
Yeah, we ain't really get much out of
that. That's okay. It's fine. It's okay.
It was fun. What a weird couple. What an odd couple.
Strange.
Very strange. And it's Ryan, his lack of just like words of affirmation, the ultimate being "I love you" to your wife, who you've now been with for several months. The lack of sex and even talking about sex or intimacy, knowing damn well you're on a reality show about marriage and love and things that include that, which include sex. Like,
I just get so tired of these people, particularly pastors or pastors' children, who go on TV and act like they're better than everybody else. You are on TV with all the rest of these people. You are like, "Oh, I can't because of my Christian values." Well, there's other things about Christian values that don't expose you and your mess on TV. And here you are. Like, what? Oh my God. It's just that sex has this like connotation, this societal pressure on it that Christian people use to put themselves on a pedestal. And it's or not even Christian people, I should say. People who are on staff at church use this all the time, whether you're doing just like mission work or you're the pastor. Like, they use sex as this thing to make them better than other people. And that's what really drives me crazy about how Ryan is acting, especially with Clara, who seems to be very open about talking about sex. And you know what? They could be selling Adam and Eve right now, okay? They could be selling full-blown lube. and all the rest of this. But here y'all go, okay? You don't want to be sitting here.
Ryan selling lube. Oh, God. That'd be a cold day in hell. Can't even get him to say the word sex.
I know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so interesting. This Clara, someone who's like naturally, seemingly very open and sexual, and how she, that part of her life now is completely just like shut off.
Yeah.
Like completely just diminished. Anyways, next, Vincent and Brianna, all hunky dory.
Oh my God, they look great. They look phenomenal.
Vincent grew in his hair or got some hair plugs?
I was gonna say. Is the surgery, is that one of the surgeries you can get at Atlanta? Cheap?
I feel like
hairline surgery?
I think so. Because when I was looking at his, when they were doing recaps or showing footage from before, I mean, he had just a low cut.
He had one of those hairlines that kind of reached back.
But now on stage with the hair, that you was filled in.
Where the
follicles came from. Them shows don't just come back.
I don't know. But Vincent, if so, you need to tell us. You are the plug, sir. You need to tell us what's good.
Tell us what's good. Oh, share the contact. God. Link it in the bio. Let the man know. Because it looked great.
Let everybody know. Yes. He'll be the next Dr. Miami, but for hair plugs.
For hair plugs in Atlanta.
Oh my God.
Look at it. Mm. Right? So that was cute. But yeah, Brianna, she's moved into his place. And they're actually currently buying a condo and planning a trip to the DR. They had a nice little cute moment where Vincent was talking about like how proud he is to like tell people that Brianna's an engineer just like how important that is for like young girls to see, like this beautiful Black woman, dark skinned woman out here with her man, and she's like a boss ass bitch before him as an engineer. She works in the STEM fields, which is just huge to kind of like uplift. So I thought that was cute. And then they talked a little bit about Vincent's like sensitivity, and he finally kind of just like openly acknowledged his anxiety.
what it was. Yeah.
Millions of people are watching him on TV.
Right. He didn't want to like break that fourth wall of like millions of people are watching me. Brianna, please let's leave this all to class.
So I'm glad he got to kind of speak his side on that. And kind of also just normalize anxiety. We all have anxiety in terms of like, you know, all
and
shapes
for men
forms.
Too.
For men too. It's not just girls like Virginia and Haley. Like we all deal with something. So yeah, Brianna and Vincent, nice, beautiful couple, all is well. Then they had a little moment with just the ladies to catch up. The highlight for me from that whole scene was the discussion of Haley and Jacob having sex.
Me too. I think it was worse than Caucasian sex.
Yeah.
I think it was a 1-2 punch.
God. Oof. So bad. So Haley was saying how she had sex with him because she was desperate to find a connection of any kind.
She had tried physical, emotional,
intellectual, everything. And so physical was like the last thing left. And she's like, all right, let's give it a whirl. That was the final straw. And it was not the business.
Can you imagine? He only eats eggs and red meat. Can you imagine the sweat? Oh my God. I can't even think about it. Right?
Ripping off of his nose.
You know it was. You know it was. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Oh, God. Sex with Jacob. He's just so boring. He's one of the most boring people on the face of this planet.
For sure. Yeah.
He's just not, his personality is so blah. And so you can only imagine, was he going to whip out creativity and personality and sex? No, it's going to be exactly what Jacob is. Horrible. Boring. Bland. Like, boring as Caucasian sex. Oh, Lord. But then, yeah, I love how the ladies gave Haley some validation. They just, like, all confirmed that they did not see it or ever see it with Jacob
with
and Haley.
Them. Yeah.
None of them were surprised that didn't work out. And yeah, Haley reveals that her and Jacob just like haven't talked to each other. He blocks her on all social media. They haven't seen communicated since decision day. And sounds about right.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.